The Gament village in the Tema Free Zone's enclave came into existence some years ago, as at the time, the government of Ghana had the idea of supporting a number of Ghanaian government companies to export products, especially to the United States, taking advantage of the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA. The government believed that the garment sector represented a very good opportunity for exports, and the AGOA allowed garments and other textiles products from Africa to enter the United States under some preferential duty conditions. This compelled the Ghanaian government to invest in a number of facilities, procured machinery, and made it available to Ghanaians, mostly women, to undertake garment manufacturing for export. Dr. Spiogabra said, but for the sake of protecting jobs and to make the country's economy buoyant and competitive, government would have revoked their free zone licenses to cease their operation.
There are five buildings of this size in this area, all of which are owned by the people of Ghana. Several of them are totally unoccupied. The option was that we were going to revoke their free zone licenses and then they would cease to operate. But for the sake of protecting jobs in Ghana and to make Ghana's economy resilient, buoyant, and competitive, we felt that it was necessary to adopt an emergency ward approach to companies that have become patients. When companies get into financial, operational, managerial, or other kinds of distress, you have to treat them the way human beings are treated in emergency wards. Some of them need to be on drip and all kinds of other assessments in order for you to determine what is the problem with that company and what you can do about it. The Ministry of Trade and Industry was not set up as a management consultancy firm, and many of these companies need to hire their own management consultants to advise them. Part of the problem is that the agreements that were established with them by the government are not always available to be reviewed. From our records, many of them have not paid any rent to the government in many years. Quite clearly, the plan was to let them have either free or relatively free official accommodations as a form of government support or subsidy to those companies to get them on their feet. The idea is not to put a feeding bottle in any baby's mouth for 5 or 10 years. After a certain number of months or even years, every company is expected to be able to walk on their own 2 feet. You cannot walk on your 2 feet, then I mean there's a problem in your operation, either your costs are too high, you haven't found the right market, your pricing is not correct, your technology is outmoded, your management is not efficient, you don't have the right human resources, your workers are not competent, or any number of diseases that affect companies.
Dr. Spiogabra said it is unfortunate that today the facilities have become a relic.
AGOA allowed garments and other textile products coming out of Africa to enter the United States under some preferential duty conditions. And so the government invested in facilities of this nature. So today, this is still a relic of one of those industries that we're trying to promote some time ago. Other companies of a similar nature exist in the area called the Ajabeng Enclave, which is near where most older Ghanaians know as where Kingsway used to be, in the Adabraka area. And a few others also exist in the Ring Road industrial area. We are told by the security officer here that this place has been functioning off and on. As they get orders, people come here and produce for export, and when the orders are not available, then it looks like the place shuts down and it gathers dust. So we are eager to have a conversation with the owner of the company that operates here to gain an understanding about the nature of the business, what is going well with it, what is going wrong with it. Yesterday I met about 11 companies who operate in the free zones enclave. So they are also next door neighbors to this company and who were having various difficulties. So we call them distressed companies. Many of them had challenges with getting funding.
Some other foreign companies have also taken over some of the companies under questionable circumstances. Other individuals who could not continue operating from the structures, instead of handing over to the government, chose to enter into what the minister described as illegal sublease agreements with other tenants so that those tenants paid directly to Ghanaians who are not themselves paying rent to the government. This, Dr. Spiogabra stressed, will not be allowed to continue. The minister also visited Niche Cocoa, a cocoa processing company, Ghana Specialty Fats, a nuts processing company, and Black Star Foods.